True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
How he's feeling. He's a giant Browns fan as well. I would like to point out, when it comes to the Guardians, we're officially in the point where I just don't know. Like, we're officially to the point where the math ain't mathin' with how many games you're back and how many games you have to go. It's 17 games and was now 3.5 games back. That just feels like a quantum leap to make from here to there. It's not impossible, but it's, I mean, I don't know you can lose too many more games at all.
Well, you're bunched up, but you got four teams essentially for two spots is how it shakes out. And, I mean, they're there. It's there. And what I'm almost encouraged by the idea that the Mariners have won six straight and the Rangers have now won four straight, and they seem like they're playing their best ball, because I just feel like I've seen both those teams do the yo-yoing that we constantly do. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just expecting both those teams to go on in the next 17 games some stretch where they just fall flat on their face.
I don't know if it's that football's back. I don't know if it's that you're kind of, I don't want to say you're the farthest team out that's still in it, because I think there's another team back behind you that's five games back, still technically in it. But it does feel like you're the team that's the farthest back with a decent chance of making it happen.
The Royals are that team that's five games back that you're talking about, and they just buried themselves with this four-game set against the Guardians where they scored eight total runs. Like, they did it to themselves. I could almost remove them from the equation.
When I'm watching the games, it feels like I'm in a pennant race. Or not a pennant race, but a playoff race.
That's good.
But it doesn't feel like that any other moment of time.
Like when we're doing shows?
Yeah. Like when we get in our pre-show meeting, and I'm like, we'll see.
Well, we just had the same questions over and over again with these guys, you know? Yeah. Like, every single day, it's the same one of like, wait, did they pull you back in? Maybe? Just maybe? It's like, okay.
Well, and
the moment they pull you back in, then they just give you reason to be disappointed.
And in fairness, like, hey, this last week, the starting pitching's been incredible.
Yes.
Okay, give me a week. You know, hey, the hitting's been doing just enough. All right, maybe they might be top 10. They might be the best offense in baseball for a week next week and then disappear again. I don't know. The bullpen. Cade Smith looks back to being Cade Smith. But we had another week. You know, like, there's just so, like, I don't know what to trust with this team right now, other than I do trust them to continue to keep up the fight, and that is an important part of this.
And we see this a lot in baseball in general right now for these final spots. Think about the Mets on the NL side, who have now dropped, what is it, six straight, just got swept in a four-game series, and people are panicking. And it's like, this is what that last couple spots are always going to look like now. When you expand it out the playoffs, you're going to have a lot of teams that are falling into the category of can get hot for 2 weeks, but can also look like they've never played baseball before for a stretch as well.
Now, great stuff with Chris Jimenez. Obviously, we'll have a little more Gardos in the lead coming up, but it is a football Friday. We're going to get to something Ben Johnson did. We're going to get back to the Browns here. I'd like to point out, I know we have a Super Bowl rematch coming up with 425 on Fox.
Yeah, late window.
This Sunday, Eagles-Chiefs. That's perfect because it dovetails. I can watch the Browns, Ravens, and then go right into Eagles and Chiefs. May I point out, though?
Yeah.
I'm not sure entirely how I feel about the Andy Reid cosplayers that are out there. It's kind of breaking my brain a little bit.
But you mean the people that are actually trying to dress up as Andy Reid, or you mean like trying to be offensive gurus like Andy Reid?
It would be the first one, because okay. Fox Sports 1 is broadcasting live from Kansas City,
yeah,
right outside the stadium.
Nick Wright back in Kansas City.
And they have like the main cosplayer. And like, listen, Eric Stone Street, the guy who played Cam on Modern Family. He's cosplayed as his little brother.
But they do
right?
that one
yeah,
guy they
like
always show on the broadcast yeah.
every
yeah, I believe it. That's all he does. It's every single game. He shows up in that getup.
And there were other Andy Reid-ish guys around him. Like it was Andy Reid and the Reidettes.
Okay.
I want to like it.
Like a pack of Andy Reids?
I want to like it because...
Eating burgers?
Because heavyset coaches with mustaches never get the cool cosplay, right? By the way, most NFL head coaches don't get cosplayed. But it's also still weird. I'm torn between...
Yeah.
We're pro Andy Reid. He seems like a genuinely nice human being. Somebody that really cares about his players.
Well, like, is this a cool party trick that you like? I mean, is this fun? I'm sure for this guy, he's had like zero attention for his whole entire life.
Yeah.
He probably like sells insurance or something.
See?
And then he just kind of like fell into this. And yeah, maybe his wife looks at it like it's a little, you take the hobby to the extreme. But I like, Chiefs fans love this stuff.
I'm not a super fan shamer. I don't get the Bengalorian, and I could never dress up like our buddy Pumpkinhead. It's just not who I am, but I love that we have our guy. I love that we have, oh my gosh, now I forgot her name right as I was about to say it. Oh, the Bone Lady. I love that we had Big Dog. I love that we have all these characters, because I do think it's your way of cutting loose in a very hectic, crazy world.
Yeah.
I might have to draw the line of the cosplayer for Andy Reid.
Well, what's cool about the Andy Reid one...
If you cosplayed as Kevin Stefanski, I might think you're weird.
But it's got an expiration date. That's what I kind of like about it. Like, if you're Brown Spider, for instance, that's just who you are for the next... it's for the rest of end of time, okay? But the Andy Reid one, like, when Andy Reid's done coaching, your gig is done.
Oh, no.
That's it. It's over.
No, he's a Kansas City legend forever.
He's a legend forever, but the cosplaying stops when you have a different coach on the sidelines.
No, because
if you're dressing up as Andy Reid while Sean McVay is the new head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, that's a problem.
Did Packers fans ever stop talking about Vince Lombardi in the 90s? No.
They never dressed up as him, though. It's not stop talking about, it's stop dressing up as.
I think Andy Reid will be relevant to Kansas City fans until it ages out.
For the next 50 years, he'll be relevant, but you can't dress up and go to the games as Andy Reid.
I guarantee you,
when
he's
not the head coach. I guarantee you he won't.
This is like the Daniel Day-Lewis thing. He is,
I want to make
he
a bet
Lincoln.
On this one.
He is Lincoln.
He's
what are we betting?
He's Lincoln?
It's the Lincoln of NFL head coach cosplayers that dress like Andy Reid.
Like, we have a whole Civil War reenactment. It'll just be Andy Reid's?
No. Well, my point is, he's so deeply in character, and it is his claim to fame. It's going to be like how people still said, still talked about Ditka in Chicago well after he was done being there. And yes, there were Ditka impersonators. Now that I thought
no,
about
no,
it.
No, 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 no. There were people that wore the Ditka sweater. There were not the Ditka impersonators.
Did they have a stash?
No, no, no. You would not. That's not a thing. They didn't do the stash and the sweater unless you had a natural, actual stash that you just happened to be wearing before that, which is now very popular these days with the kids. But you wore the vest. You wore the sweater. That's what you did for Ditka.
I'm admittedly on the fence. Not a place that I like to be. Also, Anthony Elant chiming in just texted me. People still dress up as Mike Ditka, so we have that there.
No, Elant, they don't.
I mean, Anthony Elant says it is. You're calling him a liar. That's one thing. I'm on the fence. Andy Reid cosplayers, charming or chotch? We'll ask that of Jeff Lowe of Barstool Sports. We'll also get his take on this Browns Ravens with the Ravens as heavy dogs. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.